Hello, and welcome to another edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Wes Sumner, our very special guest, back for a return visit. We always enjoy having him in the studio. Please help me in welcoming the president of Florida Tech, Dr. Anthony Cadenese. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Wes. I always enjoy being here and talking to our great listeners of WFIT.
And listeners of WFIT are all interested in the arts, cultural experiences that enrich our community. And Florida Tech has done a great deal of expansion in that area in recent months. Let's talk about that, sir. The importance of a technological university having that connection to the arts.
It's very interesting that we have found that our students who are good in the arts, especially music, perform much better on complex mathematical courses. So there really is a tie between music and mathematical performance. But we've also found in art that our students have better design skills and can see a better kind of creativity. And of course, we've long been involved in performing arts, and we find that really encourages them to be better communicators. So there is a very close tie between the arts and a technological university. We completely eschew the notion that you have to be right-brained or left-brained. We think it's much more important that we educate the entire brain, the whole mind.
Yes, sir. Not just left or right, but the whole brain, and that helps a student to have a more well-rounded education. I understand, and hopefully those in the community will agree, the Brevard Art Museum has gone through a renaissance as Florida Tech has taken it under its wing. Let's talk about that.
It's a wonderful merger. The Brevard Art Museum is now the Fusner Art Museum of the Florida Institute of Technology. Fusner, incidentally, is the name of the parents of our wonderful donor, Dee Negroni Hendrick, and her husband, Don Hendrick. They gave a major gift to get that program underway. We've had an exciting beginning. We've undertaken major renovations of the building and the physical facilities. So people who haven't been there for a while, I think, will be pleasantly surprised. We now have our second exhibition as part of a Florida Tech stewardship. The first had to do with the permanent collection, which had not been seen in years. And people were astounded to see what was available already in the museum's archives. Now we have a very exciting show of Goya prints, including some of the prints in our collection and some of the prints that we have borrowed from other museums. It's a very exciting, if somewhat dark, show. It really is a work of Goya in his final years. So some will find it a little bit terrifying, actually, but very exciting.
We also have the Ruth Funk Center for Textile Arts.
That is a major feature of this campus. Right now, we have an astounding collection of Indian artworks and fabrics, and it's been in conjunction with a very strong Indian community here in Brevard County. So come by the Funk Center, and I think folks will find it very interesting to see this very dynamic and colorful textile art.
And in addition to those kinds of experiences that one can have culturally and artistically at the Fusner, we also have opportunities for performances with our students, for instance, the College Players.
The College Players have been around a while. They're one of the finest acting troops in any university that I've seen. They're still very active. They have the College Players, who are singers as well. And we really want to encourage them, and we do, and they're doing a great job.
Musical ensemble groups that one can be a part of as well.
One of our biggest successes is our music program. Dr. Jamie Youngkin is heading that program. Winston Scott, our Dean of Aeronautics, is a professor of music, and we have some other faculty on board. And we've developed a minor in music that's very exciting. And we've found a great deal of interest in that minor, as incidentally we have a minor in art as well. And again, our technology students find this a very good balance to their studies, and it really gives them a broad view of the world that is going to be very useful to them throughout their careers.
Thank you, sir. We've been talking all things artistic and cultural here at Florida Tech with the president of the Florida Institute of Technology, Dr. Anthony Cadenese. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure.
That's going to do it for this edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. Until next time, I'm Wes Sumner.